Jeff Blankman, and joined here today by Nathan Lindsay, of course, the head football coach of the Coon Rapids Bayard Crusaders. They have an outstanding start to the season, beating Siouxland Christian in week one, winning that one 60-0. Only had to play one half, as Siouxland Christian not able to finish the game. They'll take on Cam coming up on Friday night. Coach, appreciate you joining us, and congrats on that 1-0 start.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Let's talk about that one real quick. Looks like the running game was about as good as you could have hoped for in that game. The offensive line play, the defense, had to be really, really pleasing to go back and watch that on film.
Yeah, it was really exciting to watch it, obviously, unfold on Friday, and then obviously back on film, where when I started analyzing everything back on the film, it was, hey, we actually did a pretty good job running the ball. And obviously the stats show that. But yeah, like you said, our offensive line came out and did our job and made plenty of holes for Ethan and Caden. And then obviously when our younger guys came in, those two still came in and were able to run the ball. We're not able to do what we want to do offensively without those four paving the way. So for them to come out and set the tone like that, it makes our skill guys' jobs a heck of a lot easier.
What was the biggest surprise for you maybe Friday night? Was it the success in the run game? Was it the guys up front? Was it the defense? Was there something that caught you by surprise?
I think overall, just being in the moment Friday and then also watching it back on film, I think it was just how well we executed. And some of that is probably just the guys, you know, licking at the bits to get out and play on Friday. But just we came out and executed really well. Now, is that because we've had a month to prepare for this week one? I don't know, but we had been talking about this once it kind of rolled into game week. We didn't talk about what we wanted to do, and then also for everything we've installed so far, we came out and executed it almost perfectly, and it was just kind of amazing to see that happen offensively and then defensively. Anytime you hold a team to negative yards in the shutout, you must have executed your defensive game plan pretty well for that to happen. So I think it was just how well the kids executed all the game plans that we had talked about during the week.
How do you take a game like that and keep the guys from, you know, keep them focused going into the next week, or does the name Cam do that enough for you?
I think Cam definitely, the name Cam definitely gets everyone going. I mean, it's a district game, and even when they haven't been in our district, we've played them, and it's just, I don't know if rivalry is the right word, or just, it's just always, in any sports we play Cam, it's always a good competitive battle. So I think Cam definitely gets the guys going, and then also a big win like this definitely helps, and just seeing how successful we were should fuel the guys to show that we can play with darn near anybody. But I think what we got to do is just come in on this week and keep doing the little things that we did last week that and that made us be successful. And then also, you know, game planning, switching from, okay, we had that big one, now, okay, let's get back to work and get ready for Cam.
Is there anything you found last week that you could point to the guys, hey, we still need to get better here?
I think overall would just be those fundamentals. Since, again, we did install so much newness on both sides of the ball, it would just be, hey, you know, reminders. I know a lot of stuff went our way, but it's not going to happen again this weekend. Maybe it will, but it probably won't, because Cam is just a much better opponent. So it's just reminding the guys on both sides of the ball, hey, we still got to do what got us to the level of Friday night. Like, we still have to take our proper reads and steps and footwork and all that stuff, just little fundamental stuff.
When you watch the film of Cam, they opened up with Fremont Mills, and it was not a typical Cam performance. They get beat 52-6. We know they still have got a lot of athletes. What did you see from them on film?
Yeah, you kind of said it. They still have a bunch of athletes. They got a good group still. So it's definitely going to be containing them on offense and then also finding them on defense. But there's also some stuff I see we can take advantage of that I'm ready to meet with the guys and talk about, as well as talk with our coaches and kind of figure out the game plan for the week to see what we can do to make our offense hit their defense and their weaknesses, as well as where can we get their offense at when we're on defense. So it's just it's going to be another good game, good competitive game. They have a ton of athletes. We have a ton of athletes, so I'm excited for Friday.
You mentioned that you can't get much done without the guys up front. How does that matchup look this week?
I think that it'll be another tough battle, tough test for them. Cam's got a couple of big guys up front still, like they do always. So I think if we get into their heads, that hey, you guys are going to have to take care of business again to help pave our offense. And I think they'll get their minds ready. Again, we have a pretty experienced line with Jackson and Olin, and then helping the younger guys with Eli and Griffin. So if we just get them to tell, like, get their mindset ready to roll, then I think it'll help everyone else. Again, like, they kind of set the tone for the offense.
How do you anticipate them trying to stop that run game that had to be pretty explosive the other night? You averaged about 19 yards per carry.
I think they'll probably try and switch it up on us a lot, just kind of keep us on our toes. I think they like to blitz a little bit. And they have a ton of athletes that play in their linebacker D-line core, so they'll definitely keep us on our toes with mixing their looks up.
What did you see from Ethan and Caden that made them as explosive as it was what they were?
Yeah, Ethan and Caden had a heck of a night for really their second game being quarterback, running back in the backfield together. But I thought their meshes and their reads and where their feet were, just all those little fundamental things, I thought they were all really good for, really only being together the whole off season and then out in the first time live against somebody else. I mean, they kind of got used to what our scout team was doing, but seeing somebody alive, seeing how well they meshed and seeing how well they read and all that stuff, it worked really well. And then whenever they ran it, they both hit holes hard and made plays when they needed to make plays. So overall, I was very pleased with the two of them. And they had tremendous leadership on both sides of the ball.
Did Caden surprise you at all at quarterback, even throwing the ball? He goes 3 of 3 for a couple of touchdowns.
I don't know if surprise is the right word. He had been showing those glimpses, like getting more comfortable with being quarterback and throwing, since he's not a quarterback by trade, but he's put in a lot of work and he's getting more and more comfortable, and the reads are coming, and the fundamentals and the throwing is becoming better and better every day. So a little bit, but also no, because the type of athlete he is, I know he's going to be just fine back there. But I was very impressed with where his eyes were at and what the type of throws he made, and he didn't try and force anything. He took what the defense was giving him.
Coach, their run game, Cam struggled a little bit. They ran for about 0.3 yards per carry the other day against Fremont Mills. When you were watching them on film, they also threw 4 interceptions. Were they throwing to try and get back into the game, or is this a Cam team that you could see throwing the ball quite a bit against you guys this week?
I think it was a mix of both. I think, they did have their passes where they were just, staying in their game plan and throwing it, but then also they had their passes where they needed to get back on schedule and get some of that yardage back. They're just still their same Cam where they're going to run the ball and they're going to run hard. They still line up a lot of offensive guys and send 2 or 3 lead blockers with one guy running the ball, and we'll have to be ready for it. I still think they're going to stick to their game. They're going to stick to what they've done in the past with, running it. And then throwing it if they have to. But I think it's more balanced, Cam than in years past, but also it was only week one, so maybe they're gonna change some stuff for district play. I'm not 100% sure, but we'll be ready for whatever they throw at us.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best of luck on Friday night, and I know the guys on the scoreboard show will be looking forward to catching up with you after the game.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Nathan Lindsay again with the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. They're home again coming up Friday night as they entertain at Cam.